Hey, what's up? This is your host, Pete McCarvin, and join me as we explore the great unknowns.
Hey, what's going on with y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Great Unknowns with your boy, your country cousin, Pete McCarvin, aka Peter Mac. Good to see y'all. Good to be back with y'all once more. This episode I got right now, this is it's an honor for me because this guy right here, I don't feel like he a great unknown, at least not to the Navy, because this man has a big Navy following. I actually had the pleasure of performing with him in person in San Diego, California over 5 years ago. He's a native of Jacksonville, Florida. He's currently E6, Petty Officer First Class, or Aviation Maintenance Administration Man, First Class, or AZ as we call it in the Navy. He's going to tell you a little bit about himself because I don't know how many years he's been in the Navy. I can't even give you them statistics right there. But give it up for Mr. Charlie Tank Jr., a.k.a. just Charlie Jr. or Charlie as he go. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you having on. I appreciate all them accolades, but, it was an honor working with you because you have been doing stand-up a little bit longer than me. So, I'm just put that out there. You know what I'm saying? You was the big bro on that part. You know what I'm saying? Still man, is. You've been doing it longer than me, man. So, I still look up to y'all, man. Because y'all take a lot to get on that stage, boy. Y'all was seasoned when I started. I was just learning when I met you.
Yeah, I was seasoned, but hey. I was packing in them like that. So, hey, you was like, I might have been seasoned, but I was like that seasoned chicken at a black baby shower. You were that white unseasoned chicken at the potluck for the company, for the 4500 company. Which is funny. Funny about that show because your boy Mac, shout out to Mac. Is Mac still in L.A.?
Mac. No, man, Mac is actually, last time I talked to him, he was overseas somewhere, bro. Like, he live overseas now. I talked to him a few months back. But, he overseas, living, like civilian living. He said, I'm out of America,
man. Hey, man, I can't blame him, man. You know, it's being a neighbor like me, it's better be overseas than it is be stateside. But, nah, it was funny because I remember my boy, Joe Robbie, shout out to him. He out of San Diego. I'm probably going to have him on sometime in the future. He was putting the show together, and he's like, I got this dude coming. I said, who? He showed me. I was like, fool. Hey, I need to get on. I said, you get me on that, I can pub. They said, well, what you mean? I said, bro, homie got a big-ass following in the Navy. I said, I can pub this on base. I said, bro, you got to let me feature for this dude, and I got you. He was like, all right. So then, man, like, funny story about that. So after I perform with you, I'm coming back on base one day on 32nd Street, San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I was lit in a Christmas tree. So then, I was lit one time before when they pulled me over and they ran my name. So I'm coming through an MA on the front gate. She said, I recognize your name. I'm like, oh, shit, when they were pulling me. She pulled a glass. I said, oh, you perform with Charlie over there. I was like, phew. I'm like, damn. I said, all right. Your girl don't play like that. But no, man, what's been up with you?
Man, everything been everything, man. Just really bouncing back and recovering from COVID, man. When COVID shut everything down, the Navy kept moving, but everything as far as shows and I ain't gonna say creativity because creativity is supposed to keep going, but that kind of slowed down for me, man. I had another kid. So just dealing with, it was a big transitional period with me, man. Big transitional period with me during that time or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it was, I'm just bouncing back from that, man, and everything picking back up, salute the goddamn social, can we cuss on him?
Yeah, we can.
I don't cuss that much, but okay.
No, I don't cuss that much. Mama the only one that's gonna flag, she probably gonna be more mad at me than she is for you cussing. She like, cause now, if I was to get to cussing on here, my mama be like, now, baby, I can't control what your guests say, but now you know you a child of God.
You know better.
And you know better now. Do you really want to do that? Do
when all the kids running around and she just point you out, now you know better. I don't know about them, but you know better.
I can't speak for all them. Them little niggas ain't mine. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they fall off cliff, but you, I got to deal with you. I got to take you to that emergency room. That emergency room, you can't pay for it. Because you know black parents going to always let you know how broke your ass is. Like, fall down, break your neck. Ambulance ride ain't nothing. Your ass know you can't pay for it. Wait a minute. So just screw if I'm not going to walk no more if I'm going to die. You just worry about this bill. So, but I definitely feel you on that, the thing with the Navy, because even when we was, I call it being grounded for a year, even we was grounded for that year, mm-hmm. shows would pop up, but I had to tell people I can't be on them. I'm like, look, man, yeah. I can't be on this. You know, Navy got us on lockdown, and then that and the third. But it got to the point right about right before they lifted it. I just had to say, look, I come rock. Don't put me on the flyer. Don't have my name on there. And tell everybody to turn their fucking phones off.
Man, but see, the crazy thing about it, man, it got to the point to where at our command, and I was at a cool-ass command at the time. That's when I was on actually stationed in California. This was from 2018 to 2021 or whatever, because I just got up here to D.C. or whatever. So I was like, man, you know what? They still letting people work their second jobs here, because the command I was at, you got like buku time, you know, to do whatever, you know what I'm saying? You come to work, but you know what I'm saying? We had so much all the time. I ain't gonna lie, this was before COVID. So it was like, hey, make sure your second job chits are in and you can keep working during COVID. I'm like, shoot, that was bringing in money for me. So almost midway in between COVID or whatever, I'm like, hey, this is legit my second job. Like, I know it's comedy and y'all might look at it a certain way, but I got an LLC, I'm branded, copyrighted, all that. Like, this is a business. And my business is failing right now when it comes to doing shows. Man, I routed that second job shit on them, man. So I'm out there. They were like, how you out there doing shows in this COVID? I asked, hey, man, paperwork, baby, step of paperwork, man.
Well, see, I couldn't do that because, see, I got shipped to the I got sent to the Theodore Roosevelt, a.k.a. the plague ship. So they ain't having that shit. They weren't having that at all. They were like, okay, we see that, but hey, you know we went through. But nah, dang, I'm going to have to rap with you later on. You said LLC and all. I'm like, oh, I thought yes, you were a businessman. You a businessman.
Real,
so you ain't
real
playing with him.
Invest in yourself, man. Invest in yourself. Yeah, I spent a little $700, you know, for the whole paperwork and everything. I don't know where it's at. I had to put it up. But yeah, man, get your little booklet with your name on it, engraved in gold, and make it thank you somebody. Something probably ain't made but $2. But hey, you somebody. I'm an entity.
Not an entity. Fool, you stupid. Hey, man, the way you describing that, you sound like that was I love me binder for everybody who's not in the military. I love me binder is all your paperwork you had since you've been in. And mainly people do that so they can get their disability benefits when they get out. They call it I love me binder because it's like what my first chief told me. I said, why you call it? They said, motherfucker, ain't nobody going to love you like you. That's why I said, I love me binder. I love me more than the Navy will ever will. So
everything you did, but man, get your LLC. Any business owner, people inspiring to be business owners, trying to be a business owner, man, get your LLC, man. That's a completely separate person from you. You can get a whole credit card under your LLC and can't even get a Winn-Dixie shopping cart. You know what I'm saying? For real, because it's two different people. Like, you claim taxes. Yeah, Winn-Dixie. You claim taxes and everything, man, for your LLC. Like, gas for shows, hotel, save out and receipt. All that go up on your LLC. And this is separate. So, Charlie Jr., ENT, is completely separate from Charlie Adams. You know what I'm saying? So, I got to file two different things. Yeah, come tax season.
I feel, man.
Be legit. Yeah.
So, you started out, doing just straight up videos on social media. That's how you started before you even started stand up, right?
Yeah.
So what made you just decide I'm just gonna do this? Like what made you say I'm just gonna start making videos? What was the backstory for that?
Man, it was like right at the peak, you know what I'm saying? I really don't like to say this, but I do like to say it. But it was like not even at the peak, it was like when memes first started coming out. You know what I'm saying? When memes start being big, not necessarily, what was the other one, the 6 second bond and all that. It was like when that was just, you know what I'm saying? Social media skits were just gaining momentum. So that's when like Country Wayne had just dropped or whatever. And you know, we were like, dang, this dude funny. You know what I'm saying? He different. He bringing something different to it or whatever. So I never really thought to really do it and stuff like that. I'm just using on Country Wayne for an example. So I never really thought to really do it. But one day I was checking out, from the George Washington in Japan. Yeah. I was stationed in Japan. And you know, when you checking out, you know, you chilling, you ain't doing no work like that. I made a skit about having to be at work for no reason and all the work done. So I played two different characters, you know, and just posted it, Japan time, whatever it was. Not thinking about nothing. And this was to my regular Facebook page. And man, when I tell you I woke up the next day, I had by over 1,000 friend requests. The video was at 25K views and all that. They were like, do another one, do another. Mind you, it's back in 2015. This yeah. before you started seeing all these people in uniform doing TikToks and dancing and stuff. I ain't gonna say I'm the holy grail for most of these people, but I'm down. I'm close to it, bro. Close to it. Check the date, man. 2015. Hey. I was one of the first people to consistently start doing videos in uniform. In yeah. uniform, because some of the greats right now, you know what I'm saying, that on that do it, they hit me up first way back when. Hey, you don't get in trouble. You don't get in trouble. Say, no, man, I just don't talk about race. I don't talk about religion. I ain't talking about certain communities, even though I did one time. But, you know, and I'm not overly bashing the military. I'm just showing them a day-to-day basis stuff we go on and putting a little funny twist to it. And if it's not funny, at least it's relatable.
Yeah,
you know, so once I started gaining that little momentum, I said, man, I'm going to keep going. So after a while, I made me a fan page, and that took off. Yeah. So, yeah.
Man, I like how you just pretty much did the Little Richard thing. Basically, you're Little Richard of the armed force video. I ain't saying I'm that, but I'm just saying everybody came through me. I'm the originator of all this. I'm the one that
I'm just saying. Talking I'm just about saying.
Formation. I did that, baby. I ain't never gave me my props.
I'm just saying.
But I'm not going to never forget. I can't remember which one, but it's two of them. I can't remember which one I saw first. But the two ones, I'm like, I'm going to have to see this other dude's videos. One of them was the one you were talking about being at quarters. And how the dude just always talking about stupid shit that ain't got nothing to do. Like, make sure you wash your hands and make sure you get you a giraffe. He said, make sure you get you a gerbil. He said, who the hell is out here getting gerbils? And I'm like, boy, because I ain't going to lie. I had a first class that was just like, I was on the USS Dewey out of San Diego at the time. And I'm like, oh, my God, if this ain't CTT one right here. Jesus Christ. And then the one that you had, and I was rolling, the one you were talking about everybody trying to get off for Valentine's Day. And you had to go to Chief sitting there in the back.
Cutthroat.
You're like, are you worried about your wife? He said, nigga, I ain't worried about my wife. He said, I got 5 wives. Hell, I'm working on my 6 divorce right now.
I'm like, straight up.
I thought that was
the worry about man. That, man. That's how the old school Chiefs beat up, man. But yeah, man, that's one of my characters, Chief Cutthroat, man. And yeah, man, I just started doing that and just gained momentum. And then I stepped into this stand-up comedy world, man.
I mean, did you just say, I'm going to try that? Did somebody tell you that you need to try to do stand-up? Exactly. How did you go about getting going from the phone to the stage?
To be honest with you, on some low-key, like on some, how can I put it? I wanted to be different. Because like I said, once I started doing it, all of a sudden I see people popping up in uniform doing video. I say, look at it. People hit me up. Hey, look at this dude trying to be like you. Look at this dude. I say, man, forget this. I'm finna go on stage then, man. Y'all had it. You know what I'm saying? This ain't me for real.
Even the dude that was in the army, that the black dude. You know the black dude that he did the. I forgot his name. I think his name Thomas.
That's
he
my
did
homeboy.
Oh, okay. He hit you up, or did you? You start for you?
Okay. That's my homeboy. That's my homeboy. He didn't hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We both got pride or whatever. He didn't hit me up. But once he did something and we end up inboxing each other because I think somebody tagged us and he was like, yeah, man, I was doing videos, but I was scared to put a uniform on. But then when I seen your ass, I said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But this is like, we literally like, it was Yusha, Aston Muse, they both Army. Aston, she hit me up and she's big now, breast cancer survivor and everything. Shout out to my girl Aston, man. We all cool as fuck, man. We all family. But yeah. Those were the first two that I know to really start doing it. And then Combat Veteran. Now, Combat Veteran, cool as hell, too. I'm cool as hell with him, man. I ain't really plugging them, but they just good people. You know what I'm saying? They probably, if they watch this, man, they know them. They don't need no goddamn plug for me. But they all Army. But, like, we literally, like, I would say the Mount Rushmore of this shit, man. You know, now, it may be some other people, but I know for a fact. 2015, it was nobody doing it consistently like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for the Navy. I know I'm the first one from the Navy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
just talking to nobody.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But salute to everybody that do it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't hating because the internet is, it's always going to be room, you know what I'm saying? It's always room for everybody, man. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Yeah. I mean, but, speaking of... my bad, I mean, good job. No, I'm saying, but you not just the video, but you've been all across all branches because you know one of my dudes I met when I first moved to Atlanta, Shay Clemens. So you really all across the board because you, Shay Clemens, and Nate, who's also in the Army, y'all got what y'all call the DD-214 tour. How'd that come about?
Okay, so my bad. I'll take it back. Shay was why I got on stage. He's one of the reasons I got on stage because me and him from the same hood. Me and him from Jacksonville, Florida. Like, our hoods are maybe 2 minutes apart. It's Shellwood and it's Harborview. He was like right up the road, but he a little older than me. Shay like 4 years older than me, you know what I'm saying? So he was a senior when I was a little freshman, but went to the same high school and everything or whatever. So fast forward to the military, fast forward to me doing videos. I was home on leave, Jacksonville, Florida. I was at my boy Sid getting a haircut. He was like, hey man, if you're gonna be doing that comedy stuff, man, you funny, you need to hit up on Shay Clemens. I didn't know who Shay Clemens was yet. Of course, he in the Air Force. I was like, all right, cool. So I found him on Facebook, hit him up, because Shay was the OG, you know what I'm saying? He was already doing stand-up, not no social media, but straight up stand-up. Yeah, you know, he's going through the circuit and all that. You know what I'm saying? So he the OG. So I hit him up, like, hey man, my boy said told me to hit you up. He a barber in Jacksonville. He was like, yeah, okay, woo the woo. Bruh. So me, being the person I am, I always think somebody directing stuff at me. The next, bro, it wasn't even 2 or 3 days. Shay made a post. Now, mind you, I don't know Shay yet. He made a post saying these internet dudes think they so funny online and then they be trash in person. I say, hold on, ain't no coincidence. We just became friends and he just said that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, OG, I was, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to reach out, probably start stepping. I say, ever since then, I say, man, I'm going to hit the stage. All I heard was Eminem, Lose Yourself, playing in my head every time. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing or I'm on stage doing open mics, straight bombing, though. Straight bombing. But I was like, no, I'm going to prove to him. So fast forward a couple of years, I finally meet Shay in person. He put me on the show with Billy Sorrells. Y'all don't know Billy Sorrells, man. He used to be on Wild and Out.
Yeah, he's
a funny-ass comedian. Yeah, from Houston, yeah. Funny dude, man. He put me on the show with him at the Jacksonville Comedy Club or whatever. So Shay put me on. He showed love. No lie, he showed straight up love. Didn't know me from a can of paint on stage. He just showing love because I'm from the city and I reached out to him or whatever. So he put me on the show. Now this after the post, I'm like, how you going to put me on a show? You know what I'm saying? But talk about me. I like, whatever. Dude, I'm down to take this opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You got to use what you can. You got to use what you can coming up in the comedy game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. So, yeah, on the show, I go on stage, I do my little pet-ass thing. Back then, I thought it was good, but I was trash. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was trash. Well, the crowd laughed, but they told me up in the back room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know told me up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I got a few drinks in me, this, that, and the other. So, I like, hey, man, are you saying that shit about me? He was like, what you talking about? I'm like, man, as soon as I became your friend, you said the little internet dudes ain't funny on stage and yada, yada. He was like, be honest with you, I didn't even know who you was for real. I've never seen a video of yours in my life, but I'm so high off the social media, I'm thinking like, yeah, you know who I am. You know what I'm saying? You don't watch my videos and now you don't post that. He was like, nah, I never seen one of your videos. I wasn't even talking about y'all. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he hit me when he was in San Diego and he was like, I don't know if this is, it might have been that. He said, hey man, as you did that show, we took pictures and whooped it. He said, hey man, say the buddy funny. I'm like, yeah, he thorough. Like he straight. Mm-hmm. I said, number one thing, he put ass in the seats. I said, that's the name of the game. He said, well, I just need to know. He said, because I was like, hey man, the only way for you to find out, like Frank Lucas said, to find out.
See, that's the thing. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was not as funny back then that I am now on stage, you know, because I didn't know. Well, I ain't gonna say I didn't know, because people always tell you naturally funny. You know what I'm saying? Once they tell you that so much, okay, cool. Boom, I'm gonna run with it. But you gotta know how to take that material and flip it, you know what I'm saying, and put it on stage. Because it's completely different, me being funny, Tank and goddamn Pete being funny, you know what I'm saying, laughing with the fellas at a little party, you know what I'm saying, got the women laughing and shit, than it is going on stage entertaining complete strangers. Like, it's totally different. So, you know, I had to learn that or whatever. So I had to learn how to be me on stage and form that material, articulate that material to where, boom. Now it's pristine, it's on point, you know what I'm saying? I ain't missing the beat, my time and all. And all that came with that stage time. But see, when you come up on social media or you have a following on social media, some people don't take that time or drop their pride to do open mics and stuff. So check this out for any young comics watching. Get your ass to them open mics. So that's the only way you're going to get better. Yeah. You are not going to get good at shooting in basketball by just watching it on TV. You got to get in that gym. For us, open mics are the gym, you know? So, yeah.
All right, now we're going to switch over because, like I said, you got a Navy following. So when exactly did you join the Navy? And what made you even want to join the Navy? I ask everybody that, regardless of what they do, it is in the Navy.
2005, because like I said, I graduated 2001, so I ain't come right out of high school. You know what I'm saying? So that's my mentality a little bit different. I can say I was in the street, but you know, I was in the real world working. Like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, I used to build pallets for 35 cents a pallet. 35 cents a pallet.
Them jailhouse inmates.
Yes. So I ain't gonna lie to you, my mama cutthroat, and I was actually just jotting down notes or whatever for her for working on some new material for talking about my mama. But she was cutthroat, old school lady from the South, man. So you know, it is certain stuff that she instilled in me as far as working, and you know, don't nobody know you like your mama know you. She was like, Tank, I ain't gonna lie to you. You don't have the grades to stay on the basketball and the football team. You ain't finna be smart enough to go to no college. Your ass need to be in somebody goddamn military. So I don't know if you think you finna play basketball or football, but you ain't finna do that because you need grades to do that. And all you bringing home is F's. And she was like, you bringing all these F's, you must be gonna be a cheerleader because these F's must be staff for fight. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, but she was being real because my mama cut though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like old school, born in 1940. She ain't had no business popping me out. You know what I'm saying? I got nephews and nieces older than me. You know what I'm saying? Let alone how old my brother and sister is. You know what I'm saying? I was that late one. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, once you go through what you go through, doing what you got to do to make it. I say, man, let me go and do what my mama said, dude. So I say, she passed in 2004 and I joined the end of 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it wasn't no, let me go do this. Nah. I said, man, let me go and get a little structure, get off these streets. You know what I'm saying? And get a little check on the first to 15.
And did that you was plan that. On being in this long? Or did you go
I ain't think I was going I ain't think I was gonna make it this long. I didn't think I was going to make it this long, to be honest with you, because I still had that, I don't like to say street mentality, I just still had that mentality like you work, you know what I'm saying? You just work to get a check. You work for that. You just do the job. Now, everybody know in the military, doing your job ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? You got to do a lot of extra shit. You got a lot of people with rank that ain't about shit, that's trash as a person, human being, or whatever, but you got to work for them. So, man, it took me a while. And the sad thing about it, not only that I joined late, I went to boot camp and all that and came right back to Jacksonville, Florida for 8 more years. So I came right back home.
You aviation too, aviation administration. You pretty much is either there, Pensacola, San Diego, or Oceana in Virginia, unless you go to Japan.
Exactly. So I went to Pensacola because I actually came in a rescue swimmer. I came in a rescue swimmer. Yeah, I can swim for real. I did all that. But I failed out of AW school or whatever. Yeah. Well, I ain't fail a lot, but I did so much shit to where just being me, you know, and being, I ain't gonna lie, being the color I am, rescue swimmer, air crew, black dude, or you do anything, they on your ass. I hate to say it, but that's what it was. That's what it was, because I come in with the wrong shorts on, y'all sending me to DRB. This other dude come in, drunk, late, done got in a fight, slap on the wrist. But I do little stuff, and y'all trying to kick me out. So I wore the wrong shorts one time. What else I did? I wore the wrong shorts one time. I got in trouble for malingering, which I ain't know what the hell malingering was. I ain't learned that till I joined the damn military.
For those y'all that's military, that's being lazy. That's loitering, basically, or faking like something wrong so you don't go to work.
That's what it was. Okay, so you know, I'm air crew school. We PT like a mug. But back then, I was still hooping. So you know, on the weekend after work, we all on the court hooping. I done went up for a dunk. I got all this over the rim. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I ain't have all this over here. Maybe like,
tell the truth, say the devil, like my mama say. Because I'm sitting there like all over the rim.
Ain't no
way. I'm saying, you can do that.
I got all this over the rim.
I'm saying, if you can do that, you done seen Blue Chips with Nick Nolte and Shaq. They gonna find a way. If you can get that shit, nigga, they gonna find a way to get your ass in the college. I got a 0.5 GPA. We'll find a way. We can do something.
So like I say, mind you, I don't know what malingering is. I don't know none of that or whatever. Back, you know what I'm saying? Back then, man, I don't go to no doctor. I'm straight. I'm tough of that. So I went up for like a dunk or whatever. I ain't gonna lie, I missed it. But I hit the rim hard as hell. Bow, threw my shoulder out of place. Mm-hmm. Next morning, we got PT. And, you know, we start PT like 6 in the morning over there. So it's certain stuff I couldn't do with my shoulder. So I see the people on the side or whatever. I guess those were the people who actually went to medical and had excuses to be over there. But I didn't know that. All I knew was that these people can't do certain stuff. So I was like, shoot, I can do the sit-ups. I can run, but I can't do them push-ups. So when they doing push-ups, I just stand off to the side. Here come this Marine dude. Let me see everybody LLD chick. I'm like, LLD chick, where are they? Everybody pulling their little chicks out or whatever. Is that in the oven? He was like, where yours at? I said, I don't even know what that is. He said, well, why are you standing over here then? I said, my shoulder messed up. He was like, so you telling me your shoulder messed up and I'm just supposed to believe you? I say, this is the only day you ever been seeing me over here. Like, I wouldn't come over here for no reason. Like, I done did everything. I just walked over here because y'all doing push-ups. And my shoulder, I don't know if it's out of place or not. He was like, no, forget that. They sent me to DRB for that, man. And I'm telling him, like, I don't know nothing about that, bro. So that was one time I got in trouble. And then I think one time I failed like a test. But, like, you can go back and retake it. They ain't give me the option. They're like, nah, we finna just boot you out of here, man. You a problem. I'm like, yo, really? Yeah, man. It was tough for me, man. It was tough for me, man. Like I said, I did all that swimming, passed all that stuff. Y'all want to kick me out on some academic shit?
Yeah. Hey, but man, I know how it is because, you know, I'm a CT, so I was right down the street at Corey Station. So I'm known for being the only ink blot in a bowl of milk. I hated that. Not only am I the only ink blot in a bowl of milk, there's a bunch of nerves. So I'm sitting you know, regular black dude like to listen to hip hop. You know, I wear Jordans and all this, that, and the third. And I used to hate to hear this because this let me know that they being racist. People, I called them a command, like my second command and my third command. Oh, you must have been a bosun's mate that cross raider. You must have been undead and struck. I'm like, no, I came straight in. For those who don't know, if you in the Navy, you know what this is. For those y'all know in the Navy, that's code for, oh, you black, so you couldn't have just been this right this. You must have had, like, yeah. They found out you actually was. I'm like, no. I said, because one of the chiefs, the chief tagman said, you came in the seats. I said, yeah. I said, you know, some of us are smart. And I said, you know, some of us are educated. I said, matter of fact, I got a college degree. I said, oh, I'm going to show them a little kicker. I said, do you know that some of us actually were born in wedlock and know our fathers? You didn't know we did that, did you? And she looked real stupid. Well, now, hey. I said, what you were saying, Chief? Because me, honestly, being in the Navy, now that I got old, I got a little salty. I love chopping chiefs off.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, bro, once I got older, I seen how ignorance can be. And ignorant is not necessarily a bad word, but it's just lack of knowledge on a certain subject. You know what I'm saying? But prime example. I was so amazed when I was in boot camp. I was so amazed to see this Asian dude barely spoke English and he was writing in kanji.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to get canceled. But I'm looking at him like, damn, just like some for real, like on TV shit. Because I never had been around an Asian dude, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn. Only thing I had seen was on TV. So some people only know what they see on TV, bro.
Yeah.
And probably what their parents done told them, bro, they never actually been around different people until they joined the military, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it took me a while to use that. I mean, to me, everybody was racist. Oh, you just racist. Even black people, oh, you just racist. I ain't care, man, because that's how I felt until I figured out, damn, some of y'all just only know what you see on TV. Boys in the hood and this, that, and the other, and what they portray and what they try to push. You know what I'm saying? On certain communities and certain demographics, but we don't get into all that.
I ain't gonna lie. Now, some of that stuff, like, it's some racist stuff that happened or been said in the Navy, be like, I can't lie.
Oh, now, some of them know. Some of them know.
And they're aware, and you gotta let them know, hey, bro, I can fit that ignorant nigga stereotype if you want me to, but it ain't gonna look good. You ain't gonna be LLD, you gonna be SIQ. Like,
and
you know,
see, that was my problem. Once I was actually in and I got in, struck AZ or whatever, Aviation Administration, that was my problem. Every time I went to Mans, I got busted down for what for fighting? Oh, I'm going to show you every bit of what you think I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was ready to be respectful. I was ready. Yes, sir. No, sir. I got so much over saying yes, sir. No, sir to everybody. I'm like, it's not because of the Navy. It's because how I was raised to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, petty officer, but shoot, you're a person that's older than me. You're a person of authority. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just showing respect. I'm sorry. excuse me, petty officer, or sorry, petty officer, just don't roll off my tongue like that. Once again, I told y'all, I joined later in life. I'm grown, grown.
But you know, some of them don't understand that. Some of them see your rank, because like I said, I've had some instances, it'd be petty officers over me that's younger than me calling me kid. One of them, when I first got, said, look at this kid. I said, hold up, how old are you? I'm 19. Yeah. I said, I'm 25. I said, I got a niece older than you. I said, I'll spank your ass, exactly. Boy. He's like, I said, don't you ever call me son or kid. I said, because I'm going to take you off. I said, I'm going to take you around that smoke shack. And I'm going to show you a grown-ass man.
You don't even know who the original Power Ranger was.
Guy or whatever. Don't come with that son. But I ain't going to lie. Like I said, it is some stuff, and you done seen it from all races. It be some racist stuff that's said or done that, like, I can't get mad at that. It's funny. I'm going to give you a prime example of what happened with me. So we on the ship, right? It's a white dude. That's a BM. My boy Sparks. I'll never forget when he said this. We were talking about being from down south, from Louisiana, Texas border. And he said something, I told him, I said, do y'all even have family reunions? He said, we do, we just don't have them stupid ass shirts like y'all do. I'm talking about the whole mess that I'm talking about. I fell out my seat on the deck. Like, I can't even get mad at that. That is hilarious.
I said, bro,
he said, I don't know. I said, bro, that's hilarious. I called my brother and told him that, he started dying. It was like, or another one I had a bad problem when I first got to San Diego. I was always chick side pieces, but I would never know. So it's my boy DC1. I ain't gonna say his last name because I don't want him to get in trouble because he up for chief and I ain't trying to fuck him up. I used to work in the ER9 shop, damn control pet officer doing maintenance. So I had like third chick that didn't play me. You know, he said, man, how long you be hooking up with these girls? I said, about a month or so. You been in their houses? No, you met their friends? I said, no. He said, bro, he said, look, don't get mad for what I'm about to tell you. He said, you a serial side nigga.
You Jody.
He said, straight like that. White dude said, straight like that.
You Jody. What am I being in my black and my? You Jody, bro.
Speaking of that, that's a great ass segue. How did you get started with them Jody videos? Because, bro, I'm mad at you because, like, at one point in time before you start making them, I used to call myself the professional side dude. So I didn't kind of left that alone because I'm trying to, like, settle down because you professional side dude. You ain't trying to be serious. So every few times you put up them videos, somebody tag me in it, and I'll be like,
oh, man. That's funny. Man, I've just been in so long, bro. And man, like I said, I had to rebuild myself from after COVID. So a lot of my stuff was just really geared toward, like, not necessarily the positive side of the military, but something that wasn't really as controversial. You know, something that really wouldn't push too many buttons. Yeah. But once I got older, it'll be 18 years. Well, yeah, 17, 18 years this month. But once I got older, man, and I made E6, and you just see how the military works and the mind frame of people gonna say whatever, I said, man, I'm gonna start getting a little bit, as they say, raunchier. You know what I'm saying? And everybody know a Jody, man. You either been a Jody, been a victim of Jody. You know what I'm saying? So it's just me, man. Like I said, after COVID, I really had to reinvent myself. So for some reason, that Jody character popped in my head. You know, and I done been him. You know that I've been Jody too,
plenty of times. In San Diego, I was 20 something. I could bounce back from that liquor the next day and go to duty.
Man, who you telling?
Boy, I remember because a couple of my family said you need to watch out for Jody. I said no, Jody need to watch out for me. I said when Jody see that destroyer pull back into San Diego, baby, like oh snap, here come this nigga. I said, he need to guard his wife. I said, I know Joe be like, who he going out to see? Who I'm good right now. He's like, man, he come to do it. But you say that Judge, you got older, but you going to do 20, you going to go for more.
Nah, you going to push out 20, man.
See, that's why 20, your man. Ass is talking about you don't care because you right there at the finish line. Because I be saying first class of cheese, master cheese be coming in. I'll be like, Chief, I'll be like, how short you is, Chief? How short you is such one? Man, I got 12 months. I don't give a fuck what they do. He said, bro, by the time they growing up all this paperwork, I'm going on term.
Man, because I just look at it as if I done did all this time for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a great place right now to retire. And I know how to work I know what really, like, what to do and what to say online. You know what I'm saying? Because technically they can't do nothing to me because I'm not in uniform when I do Jody. You know what I'm saying? I got a beanie on, black and mild. You can see the pants, but you see no Navy insignia. Yeah. But they know they know what I'm trying to get across. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that matters, man. Like, man, there's nothing they can, I ain't gonna say there's nothing they can do. It's always that one asshole that's gonna be like, hey, I don't like this. So report it. Do what you're gonna do, bro.
Exactly.
Do what you're gonna do, man. Because at the end of the day, I do my job.
And that last one you made, when you say your boyfriend ain't got no better ribbon rack than this, I was in tears. I'm like, I know this fool ain't finna take this man shit off his dress blue.
I don't even know what half his ribbons mean, but I need them because I ain't got mine.
I'm sitting there thinking, I said, nah, boy, I said, that is, it's being a Jody, but that just straight up, that just ain't shit right there. You taking it, man, ribbon rack. When I said it, I had to put my phone down. I said, man, this man needs some help. I said, he really needs some help. I said, if man, that don't prove that fool from Duval County, because I'm, y'all niggas in Duval County ain't got no sense. I've always took it. My mom used to work at the FFSC, Fleet Fans Port Center on NASJ. Mm-hmm. So from like summer after I graduated high school to like my junior year of college, I go spend every summer. And I used to think, my family be like, hey, be careful out there in Jacksonville. Them boy, I'm like, oh man, they came. That guy said, nah, these niggas ignorant for real. Like they don't care. No, so.
Man, it's just like, depending on what side of town you grew up, just like everybody else, man, just the environment you grow in, man. It's just the environment you grew up in, you know. It is what it is, but it's on you to break out of that. Just like I did. I say, man, hell no, you know. I was raised with a strict dad's mama and my daddy was a lawyer. And somehow me being in between, you know what I'm saying, the two. You know, like I said, my daddy was a lawyer, but he one of the hoodest lawyers I ever known in my goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no Uncle Phil. My daddy put the hood in.
Wait a minute, he might have been like the new Uncle Phil. Hey, the new Uncle Phil look gangster.
Hey,
why you bullshitting? Because that new Uncle Phil, hey, Jeffrey was doing some shit.
I think that's how my daddy was. Hey, Jeffrey, but you know, you younger. When you younger, you don't really see the picture until you get old. Like, damn, was daddy really representing them folks? But he gave them folks that shit to do it with?
Hey, like I'm saying, because you remember Uncle Phil had Jeffrey go touch that food that got weird. Yeah. He said, oh, we ain't got to worry about the son. So I'm like, wait a minute. I said, what type of shit Uncle Phil?
Yeah, it threw me for a twist too. I'm like, hold on, man. I know the original Uncle Phil rolling in his grave right now.
This Uncle Phil like, wait a minute, I ain't do all that. Wait a minute, I was never like that. But yeah, which side? You grew up on the west side, right?
North side.
I don't know.
Soutelle Drive, man.
Soutelle
Drive, Harborview.
Yeah, I ain't never go there. Like Yandell, or that Windix on Moncrief. You know about that Windix on
Moncrief? Check this out. So I grew up on Soutelle. Soutelle runs straight through Harborview, Shellwood, Moncrief, Piggottville, Ken Knight, all that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's why I raised that. I'm a little stumbled around. And then it wasn't no better. You know, you go to grandma's house, sometimes you think it's better. She stayed out east. Out east is
the little downtown area.
I stayed in the Blodgetts, man, with my grandma. You know what I'm saying? I used to play ball at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, you, man.
Yeah, bro. I was like, damn, don't nobody I know stay on the south side, Bay Meadows, Deer Park. Hey, let me go out there.
I'm gonna tell y'all naive, my mom stayed on New Kings Drive. Right over there, and I told her she used to stay on the west side of 103rd, but then she moved to New King Drive because she needed to be close to the airport. I'm like, I don't know why the hell you move over here. I'd rather stay out. So man, every time, cause I used to work on the Navy, I used to work at the exchange, and I used to work at the commissary. There's one reason why I joined the Navy. I'm like, I halfway know how the Navy run, so I'm gonna join y'all.
Yeah,
I'm coming home. Or like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm coming back from messing with somebody's daughter or something like that. Exactly. And I'm taking US-1. And you know how US-1 run to like right by 285, that 285 old pad. She always call me, baby, where you at? I'm on US-1. Can you stop by the Winn-Dix on Moncrief and get? I'm like, woman, the sun is down. I can't, man. I'm like, man. Why she put me up? I already got a different country accent than y'all, so they can say.
Boy, you jump out there. You on high alert, boy. You on high alert, man. You out there late. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I'm from there. I ain't one of them people say I'm good everywhere. No, I'm not.
Bro, I used to do this. I get out, I pull a Usain Bolt run in there, get whatever she need to get, pull a Usain Bolt, get the hell out of there. I mean, one time I heard somebody say, hey, fam, I'm like, hell no. Man, I told you I'm drifting out that bitch so quick, like, you ain't gonna catch my ass lacking.
Yeah, man. Good old Duval, man.
I love it, but damn.
Yeah, that's why I always prayed. I'm like, God, if you love me, do not let none of my Navy orders take me to Duval County. It be some people that love it. And I said, no, you ain't got that yet.
But see, you older now, though, bro. So, and I'm saying, you got a little rank on you now. So, you ain't finna stay in no area. You ain't got no big stand. You know what I'm saying? Me, I was an E1, E2 coming back. Well, no, I was E3. Well, it ain't no big difference, but yeah, I know, right? But yeah, but I was E3. I'm still on the north side. Living. Yeah, man. It took me a minute to get out of that mind frame. It took me going to Japan, getting out of my element, man, to really actually start growing in the Navy.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's why I'm glad my first tour, they sent me clear across country to San Diego.
I kind of wish they would have did me like that, bro, but I don't regret anything I've been through. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, we go through stuff for a reason, and I feel like the stuff you go through, you're going through it to learn from it. But it's on you to pick up this stuff and learn from it. I ain't gonna lie, it probably took me a little bit longer to pick up, you know what I'm saying, to learn from and adjust and, you know, change my life. But, you know, it is what it is.
I feel. So after you punch it out, get that DD-214, get that check coming for the rest of your life, get whatever percentage of disability you got, because I know you're working on that, everybody in the military. Would kill me. I was talking to my aunt, who like, real, why would you not do it? I said, lady, everybody do it. I said, my deacon at the church said, hey, man, you been working on your disability? I'm like, well, he said straight in church. He said, hey, man, you better get that money, man. I'm like, deacon. He said, I said what I said, get that shit.
Go ahead.
No, all this said and done, I know you're gonna push with comedy, because I mean you're gonna have the time and what's the resource with retirement and disability. What is what you want to be your end goal, or what are you striving for? What is like your ultimate goal in regards to doing stand up, these videos? What do you want to get from that? Where you want your brand to go ultimately?
Honestly, bro, I got something I'm working on. It's a book I'm working on right now. I ain't even really put this out yet. I'm be like Kevin Gates. I ain't never said this in no other interview, but I'm gonna tell you.
Don't let the left hand know what the right hand doing.
But still, I'm gonna punch dick in her. Like, where the fuck that came from? It was real motivational at first, Gates. Now, yeah, I thought you were gonna tell me something. But anyway, man. No, but
no, I'm good. I swear to God, I'm good now.
Oh man, but no, bro. Honestly, man, it's the path that I've taken for the people who probably think I'm ignorant. I can't stand them goddamn literal people. Anyway, man, I just want my legacy to be, as far as military wise, the videos and all that stuff, and then to where I know I'm gonna be, because it's already written for me, and I know, you know what I'm saying, my sets leans toward. And my living comfortable leans toward living off comedy and entertainment and bringing laughter to other people. I just want to let people in the military know that this not the end game for you. Yeah. Just because you put on that uniform, just because you got a must every morning, just because you got these general orders to follow, doesn't mean you can't branch out and do other stuff that makes you happy, that you want to do. Now, granted, salute to anybody who's happy with that, you know what I'm saying? Who's happy with being in the military, happy serving, happy doing your job in the military. Not saying I've been happy, but it ain't been the loveliest job, you know what I'm saying, all the time. But for some people, that's what it is. And salute to you, do what you do. But it's other people, like, you letting this uniform keep you in a box and you not even chasing your real goals. Yeah. One of my main things is I always say, my mom and daddy, old ass, raised me off of, you do what you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. You're getting paid for what you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. So hopefully, by the time I finish doing this, I write my book, this is what people in the military grasp, people of color, people of anything, you know what I'm saying? Do what you love to do, man. Do what you love to do. Make time for it or whatever. But yeah, that's my end goal is pretty much just, man, just living comfortably, man. I want to own my own comedy club. Of course.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to own my own comedy club. Of course, anybody that's in the service going to always get a shot. I don't care. Whether it's the open mic, whether it's a big comic coming, you're going to be have to get. Now, you're going to go first. You're going to be a guest spot. Probably ain't going to be nobody in there yet. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, this is a show.
It's a business. I got to make money. And I even lose money for your little funk ass. So
exactly. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, man, that's my end game, to be able to live comfortable, take care of my family, take care of my woman, you know, and just live comfortable off entertainment, man. And hopefully my legacy will be, damn, he did this shit while he was in uniform. You know, 20 years in it at that. Yeah.
Anywhere in particular you want to say that club you want to have it at? You want to have it in Duval or where you with it in location particular? Because I'm trying to figure that out for me, because that's that goal is a goal of mine, like I just said. Me, and I don't know where I can put it.
I learned a lot. So I do a lot of research before I actually, you know what I'm saying, set roots with the comedy club. Mm-hmm. So I just know I was going to be somewhere with a lot of foot traffic. Always looking at that. If you business owners, if you want to get a place of business, look at the foot traffic. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, people to get a business and put it in a bad area to where like people don't even really come there or whatever. And you have to really do a lot to promote it, put into it for people to come to it or whatever. But let's say you get you a good spot where people are already there, like on a regular basis, doing lunch, brunch, dinner, or like a little shopping area or whatever. They'll be like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's a comedy club right here. Oh man, they got a show. Oh damn, they got Pete McCormick coming. Oh, what? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Oh, we coming back, because the foot traffic, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes word of mouth is still that, it's still that dude. Word of mouth is still that dude sometimes. Even though we got social media and stuff, sometimes just physically seeing it with your own eyes, you know what I'm saying, it's good. So yeah, man. So I don't really know yet, so to speak, but I'm looking at either Houston, Atlanta, maybe Florida. Them the only places right now. Yeah.
Well, we about to get up out of here, because like I don't know nowhere else I can go from there. But before I get out of here, I got this thing, I play a game called This or That. And I usually do it like based on where the comedian I'm talking to is from. So me and you from Duval, mm-hmm. It's going to be a Duval edition of This or That. It's going to be three questions. So This or That. First one, number one, Reigns or Reebok?
Man, Reebok all day, man.
Yeah, I knew that one. I just had to do that one.
All day, man. Reebok. For any Reigns biking looking at this, Reebok all day. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Bought. I went to Bought. We don't even say Reebok. I went to Bought. Went and drive. That's the street it is.
Did what I knew was gonna happen. I knew it was gonna happen. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna even go. Give it a turn up, man. Y'all games with y'all. Oh man, I made a
joke.
That's
the Super Bowl. Reigns and Reebok is the Super Bowl, man.
I made a joke, like, I think I did like a little itty-bitty show at Jacksonville. I made a joke. I said, man, that dude went, I said, I was a recruiter. I said, dude came in the office. He told me he wanted to be a SEAL. I said, you think you got what it takes? He said, yeah. I said, what made you think you got what it takes? I said, man, I survived a Reigns Reebok game. I said, oh, yeah, he going to be all right. He going to be straight. And half the crowd was in tears. They like, boy, you stupid. I'm like, man, I didn't hear war stories about them Reigns, especially in the 90s.
Hey, man.
When Metal Detection went that advanced?
Man, like I said, the only thing I had coming up, like I said, I could play basketball until the report cards came out. Football. When was goddamn football season?
Like that was during August to December.
Yeah. So I couldn't do that stuff. So I said, I'm going to stay in the band. So of course, I'm in the band. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best place to be, Reigns or Reebok, car.
Yeah.
Best place to be.
All right, so number two. It should have been open while you was there. These two clubs should have been open while you was there. They might not have been. No, you said you came back, so I know they was open when you came back. Aqua or Club Christopher's?
Christopher's, man. We're on the west side with it, man. Take me to Christopher's. Man, But Christmas, man, all day.
Yeah.
And then, really, that's where everybody stayed at, though.
Yeah.
Especially military-wise, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, actually, I got two more. I'll take that back. So, the third one I'm going to ask you, Shands or Baptist?
Man, take me to battle, man. I ain't going to
shame. Me neither, man. White's like, hey, having to pick a nigga up from Shane. Man, I'd be like, hey, man, you come get me while I'm at the hospital. I said, bro, if you say Shane, I ain't coming over there. I said, at least meet me at that McDonald's across the street.
Man, the fact that you call it Shane. Babe, ain't Shane's called University or something now? Yeah. Yeah, cause my daddy had went. That was what's the name was that, right? Yeah. I don't think they call it Shands no more. Yeah, they don't even call it Shands.
Everybody still
call
it Shands.
Yeah, me too. Cause I had to go in there and get my daddy or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm thinking I'm smarter than him. Like he old as hell. He done went enough past night at the VA. I'm trying to get him or whatever. So I'm talking to his old lady on the phone. I'm like, no, he talking to her on the phone. He was like, yeah, I'm up here at University. I say, nah, you at Shane. You at Shane's daddy. I know you don't know it yet. And I'm thinking I'm right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like, nah, I think I'm at University. I was like, well, okay, well, whatever, daddy. But yeah.
All right, the last one. Reason Square Mall or Orange Park Mall?
Man, take me to Orange Park. Now, Regis.
Yeah, Regis fell off, man. I was out there visiting my mom when she said that 2 years ago. I said, what the hell is this?
Man, now back in the day, when we were wearing Jabo jeans. And
oh, yeah, you can go to Orange Park. Orange Park, they was hitting niggas up.
Take me to Regis. Take me to Regis back
in the day. They was hitting niggas up in the parking lot. I had to park in Dick's. I was parking by the entrance. I'm parking in Dick's. Fuck that. And my mom used to always be like, why you always park over there by there? I said, man, I ain't finna hit my ass. I'm coming out that main entrance. Dick's is well lit too. And they got number white employees. I know they gonna call police. And that ain't JSO. That's Clay County Sheriff Department. They coming with the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. JSO, like, all right, look, man, we hired how bad you bleed.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Next time you do this, you get somebody up from Duval and they old head like me, you ask they ask T-Birds or Jazz Coat.
Okay.
Or Jim's Place. That's what I thought you were going to ask. I thought you were going to say Jim's Place.
Nah,
but Jim's Place still popping.
What I ain't know about that, like I said, I'm younger. So when I got that, I was 18, 19, 20. So I might ask Shay about that. I plan on getting Shay on
there. Yeah. T-Birds was probably gone. But T-Birds, it was T-Birds, Jazz Coat. Of course, everybody knows the Silver Fox. Everybody knows Silver Fox, man. You got to do your research on Silver Fox, but that's probably the biggest strip club. I'm talking about everybody go to the Silver Fox, man. We had the bad business in the Fox, boy.
You can get your ass put on couch tonight. Get your ass put on couch. You mess with the bull. You finna get the horn. You finna get your ass put right on couch.
Right.
But I know. But nah, like, man, I appreciate you kicking it with me, taking time out of the schedule, man. Like I said once before, it's an honor, cause. Like
man,
I said,
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, big dog. You shouldn't have to do it because people should already know you, but like you want to plug your social media before we get up out of here?
Yeah, man. IG comedian underscore Charlie Jr. I'm country. So that's C-H-A-L-E-E-J-R. Don't put the R in my name. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Charlie Jr. spelled the same way, but just Charlie Jr. TikTok, I think it's Charlie underscore Jr. And that's it, because that's where the money at. TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
About he think you made the TikTok. I think it. Wait, how you think you made the TikTok? Boy,
no, man, you no TikTok new, man. That's
the
new
thing. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. You enjoy your Sunday, man.
Man.
Pleasure as always, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yo, and everybody, we out. Till the next time. Peace.